This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Remember how the pandemic wrecked global supply chains? There was the great toilet paper crisis. Masks were impossible to find. No computer chips for cars. Well, for the first time since mid-2020, global supply chains have capacity to spare. That is according to a new report this week from consulting group GEP. As Marketplace's Henry Epp reports, this is partly because companies have finally been getting rid of their mountains of unsold stuff.
Here's the really basic version of the supply chain crisis of the past few years. Consumers bought a bunch of stuff early in the pandemic. Companies struggled to catch up. But once they did, people weren't buying so much anymore. So companies were stuck with the excess. Now they've finally gotten rid of it, says John Piatek, vice president of consulting at GEP.
Retailers have far fewer concerns about inventory or access to inventory and are cautiously enthusiastic about the return of consumer demand.
The supply chain roller coaster ride of the past few years seems to have ended, says Karen Donahue at the University of Minnesota.
I think we're kind of at the end of the ride, a little bit towards a steady state, but we know there'll be another ride that we're going to jump on again.
The risk now, Donahue says, is if companies assume the steady state will last forever.
You can become complacent rather quickly.
Business owners should take this opportunity to make sure their supply chains are resilient, Donahue says, because climate change could disrupt them again soon enough. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.